The guitarist's life. Doug Jones has been there and done that.
That picture there.
Can you see that?
Doug points to a photo in his bedroom, taken 45 years ago. He's young, lanky, bare-chested, pure energy and attitude.
That's when I was in high school with my first rock and roll band. Yeah.
You guys look awesome.
we were the stuff then. You know,
you had some hair then.
Yeah, we're doing the Led Zeppelin stuff and things like that. And that I still have that guitar. That's that first one I was telling you about, the 65 Gibson guitar. I still have that one.
He has about a dozen guitars in his room. Each one reminds him of a journey he's been on.
Yamaha, you know.
The time he had a disco band called Casino Gold, or his reggae era, or playing blues in the 80s, or when he wrote songs for True Blood and the Dukes of Hazzard movie. But one guitar is special. It's a 78 Fender Stratocaster. It's not the prettiest, but it's been with him throughout one particular journey, from being sighted to becoming blind.
Most musicians and guitar junkies would look at this guitar, and the first thing they would say would like, oh, man. And that's because it's, you know, it's this guitar was brand new when I bought it, and it's been through the ups and downs of being blind with me. And it's still with me, and it's one of my favorites.
Doug was born with congenital glaucoma. He had partial sight in one eye until he was 30. Then he went completely blind. So he learned Braille, and how to use a walking stick, and how to keep running marathons, and how to use software for the blind. He got a degree in music business and helped run a recording studio. When it came to playing, he also had to develop workarounds. But blindness didn't just take things away. It also gave something back.
For me, as a guitar player, not looking at the neck to see where my hands gotta go or my fingers, it frees you up to be more expressive and just really reach for something that you probably wouldn't reach for because you were too busy looking at the neck of the guitar.
But then 6 years ago, Doug took a long, hard fall. 20 feet off a balcony. Everything happened in a mad swirl. The hospital, the doctors, the operation, the news. He was paralyzed from the knees down, permanently. That meant braces from the thigh to the foot, and a wheelchair.
If you've never been paralyzed, it's hard to explain the condition that and the pain that you have to experience because it's chronic. Losing my sight was tough, but this has been extra tough.
Everyday life now includes physical therapy, strict schedules for care, lots of help from others. People treat him differently now. They treat him like a disabled person. Playing gigs is a challenge, getting his wheelchair in and out of venues and up on stage. And he can't always get enough breath to play the harmonica the way he used to.
Like when I'm going this, that's coming from my gut.
Some of his favorite guitars are too big to hold comfortably while sitting. But despite all of that, he says playing music still feels really good.
It's interesting how my body reacts to it. Like the nerves in my legs create a reaction where they'll start doing a kind of a stammering up and down, like my leg will jump because I'm so into it, what I'm doing. Everything, it just subsides and I just forget about the condition and I'm just in the moment of playing.
When Doug Jones became blind, he relearned how to make music. Now that he can't walk, he's doing that again, finding new ways to experience the feel and sensation of music in his body, in his work, and in himself.
I think it really pushes me to another level of sincerity and honesty about, you know, love and pain. When you're talking about different genres, for instance, like blues, that's certainly about love and pain and loss and suffering. As, you know, that's the blues.
Thank you. For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Nashville, I'm Leanne Yu.